This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As U.S. President Trump is departing for areas hit hard by Hurricane Michael, he talked to reporters about the latest developments with the Saudi king and what happened to Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi. The president said he's dispatched Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to Turkey and or Saudi Arabia.
Go to other places if necessary, which he probably will. But with regard to this, go to Turkey if necessary. The king told me that Turkey and Saudi Arabia are working hand in hand very closely on getting to the bottom of what happened.
The leaders of both Turkey and Saudi Arabia have discussed forming the joint working group to look into the disappearance of Khashoggi, who went missing October 2nd at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. President Trump has taken his own look at Hurricane Michael's destruction, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
FEMA Chief Brock Long says Michael's devastation is some of the worst he's seen.
When you see, the ocean rise 14 feet and just shove buildings out of the way.
Long on WTXL-TV after touring the Florida Panhandle, where tens of thousands remained without power 4 days after Michael hit. 17 people are confirmed dead from Florida to Virginia. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A key border crossing between Syria and Jordan opened Monday for the first time in 3 years. The Nasib crossing is important for overland trade in the region, including Syria's neighbor, Lebanon. Rebels opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad seized the crossing in 2015, but government forces recaptured the area in July. Another crossing shut down by the 7-year conflict also opened Monday between Syria and the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. This is VOA News. North and South Korea held high-level talks within the heavily fortified demilitarized zone Monday. That meeting discussed the implementation agreements made during the recent Pyongyang summit, as South Korean President Moon Jae-in called upon the international community to reward North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for his efforts to denuclearize. VOA Steve Miller.
North and South Korean leaders agreed in September to intensify cross-border cooperation and exchanges on various fronts. The Koreas agreed to connect rail and road systems along the east and west coasts during the summit, among other inter-Korean projects, and shared a view to make the Korean Peninsula a land of safety without nuclear weapons. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
Korean Airlines Chairman Cho Yang-ho has been indicted on charges including embezzlement and breach of trust, adding to a string of woes at the country's biggest airline group, Reuters' Grace Lee.
Prosecutors on Monday said Cho Yang-ho pocketed more than $17 million in commission after setting up a trading company to broker deals ranging from aircraft equipment to duty-free goods. South Korea's powerful family-run conglomerates, or chaebol, have found themselves under the microscope ever since President Moon Jae-in came to power, vowing to crack down on corruption. Other big players have also been brought up on charges, including a top executive at Lotte Group and the de facto head of Samsung. Also on Monday, Korean Air heiress Emily Cho, the chairman's youngest daughter, was cleared of all charges after she allegedly threw a drink at two people in a business meeting in April.
Reuters' Grace Lee. The 132-year-old American retailer Sears is filing for bankruptcy protection with massive debt load and staggering losses. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
Sears' bankruptcy comes after a last-ditch effort by the CEO, who had been pumping his own money into the company to keep it afloat. Sears joins a growing list of retailers that have shut their doors in the last few years amid a fierce competitive climate. But with its colossal size, Sears' liquidation will have even wider ripple effects from landlords to its workers. Sears once dominated the American landscape, but the company, which started out as a mail-order catalog in the 1880s, has been on a slow march toward extinction as it lagged far behind its peers. Julie Walker, New York.
The migrant caravan that started in San Pedro Sula in northern Honduras has grown as it crosses the country. The population of the caravan has swelled to an estimated 1,700 people. That's up from an initial 1,000 who left San Pedro Sula. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.